Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
My dear brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to
Almighty God, and to you, my
brothers and sisters,
that I have greatly sinned, in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have
failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that putting off our old self with all its ways, we may live as Christ did, for through the healing paschal remedies, you have conformed us to his nature, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen was filled with grace and power and began to work miracles and great signs among the people. But then certain people came forward to debate with Stephen, some from Cyrene and Alexandria, who were members of a synagogue called the Synagogue of Freedmen, and others from Cilicia and Asia. They found they could not get the better of him because of his wisdom and because it was the Spirit that prompted what he said. So they procured some men to say, "We heard him using blasphemous language against Moses and against God, having in this way turned the people against him, as well as the elders and scribes." They took Stephen by surprise and arrested him and brought him before the Sanhedrin. There they put up false witnesses to say, "This man is always making speeches against this holy place and the law. We have heard him say that Jesus the Nazarene is going to destroy this place and alter the traditions that Moses handed down to us." The members of the Sanhedrin all looked intently at Stephen, and his face appeared to them like the face of an angel. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Happy whose life is blameless. Happy whose life is blameless. The princes are plotting against me. I ponder on your statutes. Your will is my delight. Your statutes are my counselors. I declared my ways and you answered. Teach me your statutes. Make me grasp the way of your precepts, and I will muse on your wonders.
They are happy whose life is blameless.
Keep me from the way of error, and teach me your law. I have chosen the way of truth, with your decrees before me.
They are happy whose life is blameless.
Had fed the 5,000, his disciples saw him walking on the water. Next day, the crowd that had stayed on the other side saw that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not got into the boat with his disciples, but that the disciples had set off by themselves. Other boats, however, had put in from Tiberias, near the place where the bread had been eaten. When the people saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there,
they got into those boats and crossed to Capernaum to look for Jesus. When they found him on the other side, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you most solemnly, you are not looking for me because you have seen the signs, but because you had all the bread you wanted to eat. Do not work for food that cannot last, but work for food that endures to eternal life, the kind of food the Son of Man is offering you. For on him, the Father, God himself, has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do if we are to do the works that God wants?" Jesus gave them this answer, "This is working for God. You must believe in the one he has sent." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the estimate of men, Stephen, along with others, was thought most suitable in the early Christian community to help to hand out the food. The Holy Spirit has very different ideas, and he is very rapidly one of the foremost spokesmen for the early Christian community, with a power and a wisdom that cannot be refuted by the enemies, who have, as usual, to resort to calumny, distraction, and false evidence, the usual procedure followed usually by violence or threats thereto. In this case, it's all fulfilled fairly rapidly for St. Stephen's martyrdom, the first great witness of the Church. For us, we are called, likewise, to face the threats of the world who wish to silence the truth, and to those who stand up for it. A conspiracy of silence seems to be operating at the moment. No one is allowed to speak. No one is allowed in any school to speak to children about prayer. As a consequence, you and I have to stand against all that, facing the fact that we will be calumniated as Stephen was, and that we, like Stephen, will have the Holy Spirit to speak through us and with us, to be our support and our defence. Now, the Holy Spirit is powerfully at work in another way, for he has, as it were, a hidden agenda, working in the hearts of men and women, those who perhaps do not see themselves as members of a church, not even religious in inverted commas, but who already are being used by the Holy Spirit to promote the kingdom. It is for them that we have to pray, especially at this time, for they have not had the advantages and the blessings that are ours, for us to share, surely, the riches that have been granted us. And finally, Jesus in the Gospel directs us to turn our minds away from the ups and downs of this life, its cares and its needs and its disappointments, and to seek the kingdom, the true values for which we are made. Now, we think of these things often as lying ahead, distantly ahead perhaps, not perhaps immediately available to us, and perhaps, as is the case for some of us, well aware that we're not worthy to receive them at the moment anyway. Yet these are our true destiny, the life of the world to come, and the values thereof must apply today. We ask, therefore, in this Easter season, for a new heart, a new soul, a new awareness of God, not just for ourselves, but those around us. It is right that the Church wants us to rejoice in this Easter season, even though there are storm clouds, the threats, the rumours of war, and not just rumours, but the reality. In all this, our prayers must be confident and trusting, for you and I, like Stephen, have been called on to do great things.
Let us place our needs, the needs of the Church and the world, before our loving Father. We pray for peace at this time, and most especially in the Middle East. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for the sick, the suffering, the sorrowful, the victims of war. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Let us pray for vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Let us ask Our Lady's prayers. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let us pray for a few moments in silence for our own special needs. Loving Heavenly Father, grant us this day the gift of the Holy Spirit, so that we may firmly, courageously speak out in your name. We ask this for Christ our Lord. My sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with the sacrificial offerings, so that purified by your graciousness we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to lord you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives for ever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Sanctus, 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 Sanctus,
you are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy, and you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your Church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one Spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Gregory, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy for ever the fullness of your glory. Through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him,
O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen.
At the Saviour's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as
as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Adios Dei.
Et omnes peccata mori.
Takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord,
I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof,
but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Cantate Domino, Alleluia, Cantate Domino.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ, increase in us, we pray, the fruits of this paschal sacrament, and pour into our hearts the strength of this saving food. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Thanks
be to God.